Father, thank you for the opportunity to come to you. Thank you for the material, the writing, the journal, the giving it to us, to pray that you would speak to us from it in vision. And if you would apply the words to our lives, help us, God, that we might be changed in the same way we are. From rallying around the Bible, we are back in Romans chapter 11, 10, 7, 6, 1. And as we have been roaming through Romans since chapter 1, we're through that they learn to everything that we can see in the pathway that God loves you. God loves you. As many steps as you are, as simply the prayers as you are, as so the journey and the journey to part of God and the other parts of the things that you are, with all that, God so loves people. And so in chapters 1 to 8, Paul is explaining about God's love for us. God taking the initiative. God reaching to us. God undergoes grace. His unwarranted mercy. And then coming to chapter 9, Paul takes on God's sovereignty. Sovereignty meaning that God is in complete control of everything. God has the authority and the power and the right to do whatever God chooses to do, period. And especially when he's creating for that. Paul is showing us that God in his sovereignty chooses to work in his way to accomplish his purposes for his good. Knowing with that truth, that God is our sovereign, Paul wrote about God's choosing his will to do his will. God chooses the Israel in an amazing way to meet promises and blessings and a covenant and relationship with God that all about God choosing Israel to tell nations that God loves them. And yet, Israel, with everything that Israel has gone for, with God's favor and blessings to the world, Israel chooses to reject the very message that they have chosen. Israel chooses to reject the Messiah of Jesus. And the chapter 7 Paul follows is God holds Israel accountable, holds us accountable for the choices that they make. How he responds to God's love in the gospel. We fight from the blood to the will of God. God is his father, God is his total control of everything he's given us, and yet God is just not taking the presence of the world. But instead, within the sovereignty of God, God in his sovereignty is choosing to allow us to prove the truth of God's promise to his children. And how that works? God in us is a faithful God. Meaning that God who is sovereign in the sovereignty of the rest of the platform of the power of the gospel is allowing us to do that. So there we are. Can you give a brief explanation of what the gospel is? What is this part of the gospel? John 3:16. A good verse to focus on. Some of the focus on the Bible. So let's be clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Right? So, first place to go about number one is what? Let's see, yeah. Good news is that God loves us, right? We are the world. So, good news, God loves us, right? And so the next part is what? Bad news, right? Which is, we're perishing. Okay, which is more than just having an expiration date, right? Which is, you know, it's
we understand who we are, but we can't. We fall into that system that separates us from God and the Holy God, and purposes justified so that it can be turned on to the Lord of the Lord.
We know how Paul defends the blasphemy of God
that was created and was supposed to be created when the Father of Jesus, I thought, persecuted and destroyed the church. And yet God, foreknowing Paul, still being called to himself, Jesus walking on the road to the mountain, God bringing Paul's heart, and Paul marveling at the grace of God, they're going to proclaim the gospel of salvation. So, Paul really working with God is God is bringing to them, but God is not doing that. Paul's word brings a million of humans that come to believe in the Bible.
Why are they going through this?
going to win. Well, we think that the rock is an opportunity to play. Bring some God at work. God's been gracious to us. He's been self-dependent on us. That's what work is. Work is the work of work. Grace is God at work. Now, you still don't have to bring God down to our level to work at the point of our life if we're really not going to work at all right now. But we have a room of knowledge that how God ends with our business and why God ends with our service. And God will know us in explanation. And we have to get even better than God. It's not even called to say it, and that's not the goal of our business. And so, we walk by faith that God is calling the gates of the kingdom today. And even when we're walking, there's some more expectation than God has.
So I asked, because some of us,
by no means. Rather, it is a trespass that it is in the Gentiles, so it is in Israel as well. Now, the trespass is written to Israel, and if it is written to the Gentiles, how much more will it fall into the Gentiles? As another translation of Paul will speak to us, God never took on his body. God is responsible for the truth of the truth. Thank you. Thank you.